With the polls officially closed, unofficial results are showing 5 out of 6 current city councillors in Airdrie will return for another 4-year term, while Heather Spearman has secured the final seat. All 5 incumbents, Tina Petro, Ron Chapman, Al Jones, Daryl Bellick, and Candace Colson, earned enough votes to return for another term. With all 8 polls reporting, Petro led the way in votes among council candidates, with 6,827. As the last polls were being tallied, Petro said she was stunned to see the numbers, and is keen to get started on what will be her second term on council. "It's so heartwarming to know that the efforts that you put in over the last 4 years, along with the efforts put in with my volunteers and I during the campaign, were noticed, and people appreciate the work that we were doing," she said. "I'm just so thankful to the community right now." First elected in 2017, Petro said every day she has been an elected official, she has tried her best to put in the most effort she could. "I always want to put in more than 100% to the residents of this community," she said. "You don't know if people see it or not, you just do it because it's the right thing to do." With another 4 years on the horizon, she wanted to first thank Airdrie residents who voted, and promised the next council will achieve a lot in the coming term. "Get ready, we are going to do some amazing things," she said. "I've been listening to your feedback on the campaign trail, and I'm going to use that to try and shape my priorities for the next 4 years, and really hit the ground running for you guys." Following Petro, Ron Chapman was in second, with 5,161 votes, while Candace Colson tallied 5,111, Al Jones received 4,502 and Daryl Bellick recorded 3,014. Heather Spearman earned 4,937 votes, meaning she will replace Kelly Haag, who did not run for re-election this year after spending 17 years on council. In total, there were 18 candidates registered in this year's council election. In the mayoral race, Peter Brown dominated the polls, securing 7,848 votes, according to unofficial results. Mayoral hopefuls Lindsay Coyle and Alan Hunter secured 2,382 votes and 1,592 votes respectively. While current numbers are enough to declare the winners, official tallies aren't finalized until Friday. According to Airdrie.ca, Airdrie has an eligible voter population of 54,373. This election, the voter turnout was at 22%, 2% less than the 2017 election. The city of Airdrie offered a total of 36 hours of advanced voting in 2 locations, with voting spread over 4 days. According to its website, the advanced voter turnout this month was 3,165 voters, a 5.8% turnout.